the bottom of Nundalat and Manalat. Gemara says, why didn't it say both cases? The case of Erev Shabbos B'socha Chag and Shabbos B'socha, and Musaf of Rosh Hashanah. And then both of them are 48. And each one would teach me another Chiddush. One would teach me the Chiddush that you say two Musafim. What's it called? You say the shear for each one and you blow shofar for each one. And the second one would tell me the Chiddush that, what's it called, that you don't say, you don't blow tkiyas on the Mailaha series. Gemara says, Tana v'shir. They left out other cases too. So there's no kasha. If one thing is left out, then it's a kasha. But if more than one thing is left out, then Tana v'shir. Gemara says, my shir, the high shir, what else is left out besides the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah? Shir Erev HaPesach. There's another case where you have 48, or more than, is Erev Pesach. Rashi. Okay. Where it says, Imishum Erev Pesach, Lav Shiurahi. It's because of Erev Pesach, that's not a Shir. Right? Rashi, Erev HaPesach. Shiesh B'Shchitas Pesach, Kof Zayin Tkiyas. B'Shchitas HaPesach, there's an extra 27 Tkiyas, with the regular 21 of every day is 48. Sha'Pesach Nishchat B'Gimel Kitas, how do you get 27 extra Tkiyas? The Pesach was Nishchat in three separate groups of 30 people each. And Kas Acher Kas, the Omer B'Tamid Nishchat, a minimum of 30 people in each group, Keneged Kahal Adas Yisrael, each one a separate minyan. And the Gemara has a Shaila whether it was three groups of 10 or one group of 30. So you have three groups of 30 to be Yotzei everything, minimum of 30. The Chol Kas Kores Ahal Gimel Pamin. And each Kas read the Hallel three times. Shehayu Pischeyim Merubim, Vahayu Te'unim Hallel B'Shchitosim. And Rashi learns that the people who brought the Korban Pesach, the Kas itself, they're the ones who said Hallel. Tosa says that it's Levim who said Hallel while they did it. Vahayu Maspikim Lishchot Pischam Kol Kas V'Kas At Shekaru Shalosh Pamim. There wasn't enough time. Wasn't enough time to bring all the Korban Pesach of each group till they read Hallel three times over. The Apal Gav Disnan Hosam Apal Bishalo Shilushub Miyamehem Hainulo Gomru Pam Shlishis Kulo. Even though it says they never read it the third time, it means they didn't finish the third time, but they at least started three times. And Rashi holds also that the Tkiyas were blown at the beginning of the Hallel. They blew all nine tkiyas at the beginning of Hallel. Tosus learns, no, they blew three tkiyas for the beginning of Hallel, three for what's it called, the parsha of Ahavti, that's the next parsha in Hallel, and next Hodu is the third parsha, that's where they blew the three tkiyas. Avol miyu en kas shelo hoise gomarto shtei pamin. There was no kas that didn't finish it two times. And started the third time. And since Rashi holds that all the tkiyas were blown in the beginning of Hallel, they blew 27 tkiyas no matter what, because no kas ever didn't start the third time. They blew the shofar when they started reading Hallel. So the Mara says, it's not a shir, why? The Hamani Rabbi Yehudahi. The Omer Miyameim Shal Kashlishis Lohigia Lomer Ohavti Ki Yishma Hashem. Right? There was never enough people in the third group that they had to say Ohavti. Okay? Mipnei Shehayu Ama Muatim. Zemara says Rashi, Lohigia Lohavti Shal Kriya Rishona. So Rashi learns they didn't get to Ohavti of the first Kriya. Okay? In the Mela, they didn't have a second one. So maybe it was less than 48 tkiyas, so that's why it didn't. That's why it's not considered a shir. There isn't a third place where they had 48 tkiyas, right? Aside from Erev Shabbos of the Chag, also Rosh Hashanah, and also Erev Pesach, because it's not true. Erev Pesach, there weren't 48 tkiyas. So therefore, you can't say it only left out Rosh Hashanah, because you don't leave out only one thing. Lo yigia lahavti shal kriya rishona, ve'ein bo ela gimel tkiyas. And therefore there was only three tkiyas by what's it called, by the third kas. She b'shtei kitos harishonos nismalo ha'azor l'chol kas. But the first two already, the azor was filled up. Everybody wanted to be first. The nisha kashlish is mad, and there's only a few people left for the third kas. V'lo ha'yesh kitos b'shtei ma'areches b'shtei kriya sholosh halolos. And therefore, it wasn't ne'erach to say even more than one halal. Zemara says, you can't say that it's like a Behuda, and that's why Erev Pesach isn't 48, and that's why it's not considered left out, and Memela it's Akasha, right? Why? Because Ha'akim is the local of Behuda. Because we said that this is not going according to Behuda, because according to Behuda, the number is completely different. Behuda holds that all three kolos are considered one kol. So you have to divide it into three. So all these numbers, 48 is not 48, it's 16. Where it says, "Hai tana sover lokavosei b'chada upolig le'b'chada." He holds like him, legabe, what's it called, what happened, Erev Pesach, legabe the third kas, but he doesn't hold like him that the three kolos are one mitzvah. He holds that they're three. So Mar says, "Elamai shayir, the high shayir, shayir Erev Pesach shecholios be'Erev Shabbos." Left out Erev Pesach that fell on Erev Shabbos. Apik shis v'ayil shis. Right, substitutes the six. When Erev Pesach fell on Erev Shabbos, so you add another six for what's it called, Haftulas Ami Malach or whatever. Rashi. Ramas Reish Loka Behuda, the Ira Behuda, Tzkiyo Trua Tzkiyo Bechada Moni Lahu. Doesn't count as 48, counts as 16. Marsha Sovarle Kavasa Bechada, Be Erev HaPesach, Upole Leg Beminyan Atzkiyas. He agrees with him that Erev Pesach, they didn't have what's it called, three hallows by the third kas, right? He didn't start the third one. They didn't even, what's it called, start the second one. He doesn't hold of him that the three kolos are considered one. The ela hoil the ikola okmik Reb Yehuda, my shay or the haishay. Since you could set it up like Reb Yehuda, right? So what did it leave out? That it left out Rosh Hashanah to be 48. Why didn't mention Rosh Hashanah? Erev HaPesach Shecholios be'Erev Shabbos Da'afik Shis Mitkios Kashlishis Reb Yehuda. If Erev Pesach fell on Erev Shabbos, so take away six of the Tkiyas because the last Kash didn't read the extra two times. So you're missing six. And add the six from what's it called from the Haftulas Ami Malacha. So now you have 48. And that's the one that it left out in addition to leaving out Rosh Hashanah. The Ayil Shis, the Chol Erev Shabbos, the Avtol of Avdola. Okay. So the Meila, what's it called? There are two other cases where there are 48, and that is Rosh Hashanah, and what's it called? Because there are three Musafim, and Erev Pesach that fell on Erev Shabbos, according to Rabbi Yehuda, and not according to Rabbi Yehuda, every Erev Pesach had 48. Okay. Ve'en Mosifin al-Arboin Gishmona. You don't have more than 48. Where it says below, no, there's times when you have more than 48. When Erev Pesach fell on Shabbos, there was more than 48 tkiyas. Why did Rabbi Yehuda chamshin v'chada? According to Rabbi Yehuda, that the last kas left out six tkiyas is still 51. The Ila Rabbonin chamishin v'sheva. According to the Rabbonin, that all three kitos always said three hallels is 57 tkiyas on Erev Pesach, which fell on Shabbos. Where it says, "Ki k'tani midid isa b'chol shana, erev ha'pesach shkos b'shabbos, alesa b'chol shana v'shana lo k'tani." Right? Not every year was erev Pesach on Shabbos. It's a rare occurrence. So therefore, it didn't say it. It said only things that happened either every year or at least not a rare occurrence. It was more of usual occurrence. Okay. Tomorrow says, after Erev Shabbos, Shabbosuch HaChag, Misa B'chol Shana, if that's the case, then what's it called? Then you shouldn't mention what happened to Erev Shabbos, Shabbosuch HaChag. Because Erev Shabbos, Shabbosuch HaChag doesn't happen every year. There's some times when there is no Erev Shabbos, Chol HaMoed. There's no Friday, Chol HaMoed. When is that? We don't have such a thing. Because we can't have the first day Yom Tov on Friday. Because since Rosh Hashanah can't fall on Friday, neither can Sukkot. But, or neither can, what's it called, Pesach can't fall also, lo bedu Pesach. Pesach can't fall on Friday. So therefore, what's it called, the first day of Yom Tov can't be a Friday, So there is always a Friday in Chol HaMoed. But they, when they used to have, right, the Chol Shana Zimnin Velo Mashkachas La, Behechi Dami, Kigon Shechol Yantav Rishon Be'erev Shabbos. When the first day Yantav fell on Erev Shabbos, right, so then, what's it called, the sixth day was Shmini Atzeres, was not Chol HaMoed. There was no Friday of Chol HaMoed. There was a Friday, the first day Yontif, Friday, the last day Yontif. There's no Friday Chol. Just like when the first day falls on Shabbos, there's no Shabbos Chol HaMoed. This last day is Shmini Atzeres, Shabbos. Zmar says, no, Ki Mekal'in and Yontif Rishon Be'erev Shabbos Matchi Bachinam Lei. We don't let Sukkos fall on Friday. Even the time when they're Mekadosh Beria, they pushed it off. Why? My timer. Why wouldn't we let Sukkos fall on Friday? Even the Ikli Yom Teparishin Shochad Lios Be'erev Shabbos Yom Kippur Meimus Havi. If Sukkos falls on Friday, when was Yom Kippur? Bechad B'Shabbos. Then Yom Kippur was Sunday. Hilchach Dachinun Le. We don't let Yom Kippur come after Shabbos. Zmora says Umid Dachinun Le. Do we push it off? I'll show you that it's possible for Yom Kippur to come and on Sunday. V'Hasnan is a Mishnah. Chel Ve'Shabbos Kreiv Yom Kippur. The korbanos that you brought on Shabbos, you could be makter their chaylev on Yom Kippur the next day, which means that Yom Kippur is Motzei Shabbos. V'om Rav Zeira, ki avinun ve'rab be'bovel havei amrei hodetanya Yom Kippurim shecholios erev Shabbos lohayu token v'motzei Shabbos lohayu mavdilin divrei akoli. Okay, when I was in Bovel, I said this brice that goes according to everybody that Yom Kippur can fall on Sunday. Where's another Brisa? The Brisa says that if Yom Kippur falls on Friday, no, Yom Kippur can fall on Friday or Sunday. You're not Dochit. We don't usually want it to fall either on Friday or Sunday because it's what's it called the 2 days of Mamish, like Kedusha Shabbos, is difficult for Mason. It's difficult to bury people. Can't bury them either on Shabbos or Yom Kippur. So for that reason, you don't want Yom Kippur and Shabbos to coincide. And also for Yerukos, what's it called... you can't, the Yerukos get farshimu, right, by the time you'll be able to eat them Motzei Yontif, because you can't cut them on Shabbos or on Yom Kippur. So for those two reasons, they don't want Yom Kippur to fall on Friday or Sunday. But Lamaisa, the Brisa says, not like that. The Brisa says that if Yom Kippur falls on Friday, they didn't blow shofar on Friday to be mavtil sa'am mi malacha, because you couldn't do malacha anyway on Yom Kippur. So there's no purpose to blow on Yom Kippur to let people know that Shabbos is coming, because anyway you couldn't do Malach on that Friday. V'motzei Shabbos lo yom avdilin. And Motzei Shabbos, they what's it called, didn't make Havdalah. Divrei Hakol, I thought that was according to everybody. Kislikis lohosom ashkechosei l'Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi. When I came, though, to Eretz Yisrael, so I found Rabbi Yehuda, the son of Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, the Yosef v'koma Rabbi Akiva hi. That only goes according to Rabbi Akiva. But it's all Das Yochid. Right? Rashi. Let's see Rashi till here. V'lom osifan al memches v'lo bitmi agar sinalei. There's no time that you don't have more than 48 tkiyas. De'ilu Rabbi Yehuda chamishim v'chadam. There is a time when Erev Pesach falls on Shabbos. There's 51 according to Rabbi Yehuda and 57 according to the Rabbanan. Kaf Aleph Shebechol Yom, 21 of every day, the Tisha the Musafim, and 9 for the, what's it called, the Musafim, Shabbos, and what's it called, Shabbos and Sukkos, Hari Shloshim, that's 30, Ushmona Esrei, the Shtei Kitos, right, and 18 for the, what's it called, the 2 Kitos, Ushlosha the Kashlishis, and 3 for the Kashlishis that only said 1 Hallel, right? So that's, what's it called? That's Hari Chamishim Ve'echa. That's 51 Tkiyas, according to Rabbi Yehuda. And according to the Rabban, there's an extra 6 because they finished the Hallel, according to them, 2 more times for the third Kash, which is another 6 Tkiyas. It's 57. So Mar says, Zim de lo mashkachas lo, shubo Tkiyas to milu yamayin de masnisa. Now, sometimes you won't have those extra, what's it called, tkiyas. When is that? When the first day of Yontif fell on Erev Shabbos. So then there is no Erev Shabbos of Chol HaMoed. the Simchas Beis HaShoeva lo dachya yontif, kidishna motzo yontif. And then, when the first day of Yontif fell on Friday, so there was no Simchas Beis HaShoeva, so there was no tkiyas for the Milu Yamayim. So that doesn't count. When it, Erev Pesach, well, Erev Shabbos was the first day of Sukkot. Then there weren't all the tkiyas for Milu Yamayim, because they didn't blow shofar on what's it called, the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, and all the tkiyas weren't docha yontif. The Chimot Yisu Erev Shabbos Havile Shmini Atzeres. And the next Erev Shabbos will be Shmini Atzeres, not Chol HaMoed. So there's no Milu Yamayim. So you're missing all those tkiyas. It doesn't come out to be more than 48. Midcha Dachinan Lei, Vavdinan Lei Elul Mu'ubar, Ki Heichid Delikla Rosh Hashanah B'Shabbos. Mar says that it never came out Bichlal, that there was an Erev Shabbos, what's it called, that was the first day Yontif. Why? My time, b'chad b'shaba, v'chayshina mishum yarkayo, mishum meisayo. The reason that we don't want Yom Kippur and Shabbos to fall together is both because of Yerakos, like we explained, and Mesim, Kirisim Rosh Hashanah. V'hasnan perak evuk sharim, chel v'shabbos, shel tomit shel bein harbayim, krev Yom Kippurim. When you bring the carbon tomit shel bein harbayim on Shabbos, so you maktir the Avarim that night. If that night is Yom Kippur, you can be maktir them on Yom Kippur. Yom Kippurim shechob Motzei Shabbos. Al Mechayel Yom Kippurim Motzei Shabbos. V'om Rav Zeira Hosam Be'eluk Sharim Ki Avinim B'Bovel Habei Amrei Hodetan Yom Kippurim shechol Yos Be'erev Shabbos Lo Yitokim L'Havdil L'Havdil Mishum Di Yom Kippurim Nomi Lav Malacha Odit. They didn't make Havdalah on what's it called from Yom Kippur to Shabbos, and they didn't make Havtolas Malacha from Yom Kippur to Shabbos. V'motzoi Shabbos, v'mchol Yom HaKippur, and if Yom Kippur fell on Motzei Shabbos, they didn't make Havdalah from Shabbos to Yom Kippur. Lo hayum avdilin al hakos, ben kodesh v'kodesh, when Shabbos falls after Yomtif, when Yomtif falls after Shabbos, right, you make a Havdalah. Amavdil ben kodesh v'kodesh. Right? But when Yom Kippur falls after Shabbos, since the Kedushas are so similar, we don't make a Havdalah between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Okay, again, it doesn't ever happen by us. But Lemaise, if it did, we wouldn't make Havdalah. Why? Kederesh Mavdil Mishabbos LeYontif. Like any other Yontif that falls after Shabbos, Yom Kippur falls after Shabbos, you don't make Havdalah. The Hosam Hu Shayotzei Chomer V'Nichnas Kal. Because over there, Shabbos is more Chomer than Yontif, so you make Havdalah on the Chomer, even though the Kal is still Kodesh. Mavdil Ben Kodesh LeKodesh. Avokana nichnas chomer kiyotze le'inyan kol isim malacha. Yom Kippur and Shabbos are equally osur b'malacha, except there is a mandiomer that holds that there's no isur hotzah on Yom Kippur. But this Gemara is going according to mandiomer says there is an isur hotzah. The havi amrin divrei akolhi, or that even the mandiomer says minat Torah there's no isur hotzah on Yom Kippur like on Shabbos, but mid rabbanan it's osur. So there's no havdol is only the rabban. Ben Rabbi Shmuel, Ben Rabbi Kiva, the pliga gabi chel v'shabbos kriim b'yom ha-kippurim misukma. Kislikis lahasam, when I went to Eretz Yisrael, ashkachte l'Rabbi Yehuda b'reid Rabbi Shimon ben Pazi, the yosef v'ka'omer Rabbi Akiva hi. That this only goes according to Rabbi Akiva. V'hasam v'farish v'milse. Over there the Gemara explains what the machlokas Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Shmuel is. Here it's not nogea. Miu shamina nomi mi braisa v'chal Yom HaKippur. The main thing we want to bring from here is that Yom Kippur can fall after Shabbos and before Shabbos. So we're not dochet. And therefore, Erev Sukkot can fall on Erev Shabbos. Gemara says, Horabon and Hoachelim. So Gemara's answers, we can get the Gemara. Gemara says, so we have a machlokas now, whether you're dochet Yom Kippur that falls near Shabbos or you're not dochet. Okay, for the Gemara wanted to say you're dochet. And here we see all these brises and mishnayis to say you're not dochet. So Gemara says no kasha. Horabon and ha'acherim. The Tanya, acherim omrim ein bein atzeres la'atzeres ve'ein bein Rosh Hashanah la'Rosh Hashanah la arba yomim bilvad. You want to know when the what day of the week Rosh Hashanah is going to fall? The coming year there's only 4 days difference between Shavuos or Rosh Hashanah. Of what's it called from 1 year to the next. Because there are always 354 days in the year. That's what Acherim holds. Every month is, we never are docha a month for whatever reason we have to be docha. It's always one male, one chaser, and there's 354 days in every year, every Shana Pshuta, and therefore 350 is divisible by 7, so that would be the same day of the week, and 4 days are the remainder, and those 4 days are the difference between one Rosh Hashanah and next Rosh Hashanah. Next Rosh Hashanah is always going to fall 4 days in the week later than the, what's it called, than the previous Rosh Hashanah. That's Acherim. And the Rabbanan hold no, that if it's necessary, we're Doche, and we don't always have one Malei and one Chaser, but there are other Cheshbonos to make, and sometimes there are two Maleim or two Chaserim together, and every year is not 354 days necessarily, and therefore, what's it called, it's possible that there'll be a different amount of days, the different day of the week. According to Acherim, a Shana Muberes always has an extra 29-day month, right? The other days is always Chaser, right? Then it's 5 days, because then you have 28 is divisible by 7. You have an extra day, so you have the extra day is 5 days difference. Rashi. Long Rashi here. Ho Rabbonin ho Acherim. Masnisin Rabbonin de Plige ad Acherim. Amri ma'avri nachodesh l'tzorech. The Rabbonin argue on Acherim. They say it's not a set thing. There's always 354 days. You can be doche a month that's supposed to be Malei and make it Chaser, or vice versa, a month that's supposed to be Chaser and make it Malei if it's necessary. And the necessity would be if Yom Kippur is going to fall out next to Shabbos, or if Hoshana Rav is going to fall on Shabbos. There are other dichuyim that are necessary, and that's how we hope. That you, if it's necessary, you're madche, the what's it called, and you make not one Malei and one Chaser, but you can make two Chaserim together, two Maleim together if it's necessary. Hilkach, Rosh Hashanah be'erev Shabbos lo mikli, duvachin alei. According to the Rabbanan, we are doche. V'hanach masnisin v'amri mikli v'lo amri in dachin en acherim hi. V'amri ein ma'abr nesachodesh l'tzorech. Acherim hold, you never can push off because you have a reason to do it. You can't change the order of the months. It's always set thing, finished. And the shaila is, was this only now when there's a calendar? Or even when the Mekadosh al pi Ariyah, they couldn't do it. That's there's a machlokas rishonim. Some hold that this is only talking now when we're Makadish, not al pi Ariyah. When the Makadish al pi Ariyah, then they could be madche because Eidim maybe didn't come. They always have 1 month Moli and 1 month Chaser. And others hold no. Then what's it called? Acherim held that that's the way it was even when the Makadish al pi Ariyah. They made sure that they made the Chodesh whatever, 1 Moli, 1 Chaser. Okay. El arbo yomim bilvad im zebe echad b'Shabbos. If this year Rosh Hashanah falls on Sunday, Yochel Hashanah Abba v'chamishi b'Shabbos. The next year it's going to be on Thursday. Okay? Behind our boy Yomim, there's 4 day difference in the days of the week between this year and next year. Zah Seder l'fimola levonahu. This Seder is according to how the moon is mischadish. Shebein molad l'molad esen v'tishi yomu mechza. Between each molad, there's 29 days and a half, almost. It's a little bit more. Right, it's what's it called? 12 hours and a certain amount of halakim. So they have to take that in consideration too. That every few years there's another day added. L'shnei molados chamishim v'teisha comes out 2 molados or 59 days. Nimtza kol, and you can't make a Rosh Chodesh less than a day. You can't make a Rosh Chodesh in the middle of a day. Don't make Rosh Chodesh according to hours, only according to days. So either it can be 29 days or 30 days. Between 2 months, you have to have 59 days. So one will be 29 and one will be 30. You always have between 2 months, 59 days. So one is chaser and one is mali. Nimtza bein pesach lepesach dal yom. So it comes out that between this year's day that Pesach falls and next year is 4 days difference. Shisha Malei and Shisha Chaseru. 6 months are going to be Malei and 6 Chaser. Shalosh Meos v'chamishim v'arba yominem. So 6 Malei, 6 Chaser is 354 days. Shalosh Meos v'chamishim yomim v'chamishim shvuos. 350 is 50 weeks, even. Nimtzu Dalad Yaseirim, there's a remainder of 4. בין כפי השונה זו וכפי השונה הבא. אם הויסה שונה מוברס חמישה. If it was a leap year, then there were 13 months, and the 13th month was 29 days. The Kesavra Chodesh Ha'Iber La'olam Chosar. Esrim Ushmona Yomim Shalo Arba Shavuos. 28 of those days are divisible by 7, so it wouldn't have changed the amount. But Nimtzei Yom Echad, yes, but there's a remainder of 1, which changes it from 4 days difference to 5 days difference. Tnu al Arba Yomim Shabashana Pshut, the Hari Chamisha. The Omar token I'll call Musaf or Musaf. No, we didn't get it yet. Okay, let's go on. Meisvei. Now this question is going back on Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Acha bar Yaakov learned that two things. We'll see, that's why you need to slug him up twice. He said that every time there was more than one Musaf, they said Shira for each Musaf, and they blew Shofar for each Musaf separately. When Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh came together, so they blew separate tiyas for Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh, and they also, what's it called, said a different shira for Shabbos and Rosh Chodesh. They said both shiras. Meisvei, Rosh Chodesh shecholios b'Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, shir shor Rosh Chodesh docha shir shor Shabbos. You don't say both. This is talking what the Gra says, v'haloch, that you only say one shir, right? The shir of Rosh Chodesh is docha the shir shor Shabbos. According to the Gra, right, with they do exactly what they did in the Beis HaMikdash. On Shabbos, when Rosh Chodesh falls on Shabbos, you don't say Mizmor Shuli on Shabbos, you only say Borchi Nafshis. In Isa, Lema the Shabbos, Lema the Rosh Chodesh, according to Rav Acha, you should say both. On Rav Safra, we do taka say both, not because we hold like Rav Acha. We say both because we don't hold like the Groh, right, Lahalocha 100%. But we want to make a Zecher, so we say the regular Shir Shal Yom, and we also say what the Gra says to say. Because according to the Gra, we say exactly what the Levium said. According to the others, we don't say what the Levium said. We say what's it called according to the day of the week, the Iker. But one have a Zecher to what the Levium said, so we say what's it called. They say that's why if it falls taka like that, you shouldn't say Hashir Shalavim Hoyu Omre Ves Hamikdash, because it's not really the Shir Shalavim Hoyu Omre Ves Hamikdash. Right, we're saying it because it's Shir Shalyom, whatever it is. It's not the Shir that the Levium say. We don't do what the Shir of Levium. We do according to the days of the week. But in any case, our minig is to say both of them. Omer of Safra, so Safra said, my Doche, Doche Lekadim. It doesn't mean you don't say it. You do say it, but you say Rosh Chodesh first. Okay. Ba'amai, Tadir V'sheno, Tadir, Tadir V'kodim. Why would you say it first? Right? It's mashru from the Gemara. It's mashru from the Gemara. They only had a shayla of tadir if it's a shayla of which one to say first. Then the Gemara said, well, you always say the tadir before the one that's not tadir. But when the Gemara held its docha completely, the Gemara didn't ask, v'amai tadiru? Because tadir, v'sheno tadir, is only when you're going to do both, shayla is which one to do first. But if you're not going to do both, then tadir is not an issue. Where is that? Shabbos Chanukah. When Shabbos Chanukah comes, so what do? We lain, Shabbos is obviously what's it called, not Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos, Rosh Chodesh Chanukah. So Rosh Chodesh comes more often than Chanukah. So therefore, we lain the extra thing for Rosh Chodesh first, and then the Maftar is Chanukah. Okay? But when it comes to the Haftorah, it's because Tadr v'sheno Tadr. First comes Rosh Chodesh, then comes Chanukah. But we lain the Haftorah of Chanukah, not Rosh Chodesh. Right? L'chorah, Tadr v'sheno Tadr. We should lain the Haftorah for Rosh Chodesh. He says, no, when it's Docha completely, you don't say Tadr v'sheno Tadr. Others say, no, we do say it, but here there's Pesumei Nisa. There's another reason, too. Since we have to say the Kriyas HaTorah of Rosh Chodesh first, and the Maftar of Chanukah, then you have to say the Haftorah if it's the Maftar. It's another reason. But the many Rishonim say, the reason that we don't say the reason that we don't lane the Haftorah of Rosh Chodesh, Shabbos Rosh Chodesh Chanukah, even though Tadr V'sheno Tadr, because Tadr V'sheno Tadr is not significant when you're only doing one of them. It's only significant if you do both, which one you do first. Okay. Here it's mashma like that too. The Gemara's only kasha on Tadr is when we do both, which one to come first. And the Gemara, the kasha, why you're doing Rosh Chodesh first, you Shabbos first. But when it was a question of not doing only one, then the Gemara didn't have that kasha. When Rabbi Yochanan laid the shuk for Rosh Chodesh, there's a reason why we wanted to make Rosh Chodesh first, even though normally Tadr comes first. Here we want people to know that Rosh Chodesh was Nikba Bismano. And here's the Machlokas also Rishonim. Some say, therefore, it's only where Rosh Chodesh is Bismano. It's the first day, the 30th day. But if Rosh Chodesh is the 31st, then everybody knows that it wasn't the 30th, so it must be the 31st. And others all know. We want to know when Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh is something people don't know when it is. We want to publicize when it is, no matter which day it is. The high Kera of Bismano doesn't mean Bismano in its proper time. Bismano means whenever the time was. We want to know, let people know when Rosh Chodesh was. Tzmar says, the high Kera of Dinan, Hoyakera Achrin of Dinan. We don't need that. We don't need to say the Shira of Rosh Chodesh, that Levim should have said the Shira of Rosh Chodesh first in order to mafarsim Rosh Chodesh. We have another Heker. The Tanya, Chelvei Tomid, Shoshachar. The Talmud Shel Shachar, when they brought the Eborim to the Kevesh, and then they had other Kohanim bring it from the Kevesh to the Mizbeah, so originally they brought them to the Kevesh, so they put it from on the lower half of the Kevesh, on the east side of the Kevesh. V'shel Musaf in Nitanim Michatzi Kevesh Lamata B'mar. And Musaf, so they know which one was which and which one to bring first, they put on the west side of the Kevesh also, on the lower half of the Kevesh, on the west side. V'shel Rosh Chodesh nitanim tachas karkov ha-mizbeach ulamata. This is the girsa that Rashi has. And the what's it called, Rosh Chodesh, they put under the karkov of the mizbeach, and lower than that, right, Rashi, see Rashi. And that was a hecker. That what's it called? That was Rosh Chodesh. People knew they saw Ivorim, Tachas Karkov Amizbeach. We'll see one second where that exactly that was. Then they knew it was Rosh Chodesh. Leida Shehuk for Rosh Chodesh Bismano. Hay Chashivus Abdinin Leida Kera. Even though normally Tadir Vishenu Tadir Tadir is called them, and Shabbos should the Shir of Shabbos should come first, but no, the Shir of Rosh Chodesh comes first. Why? Shiakiru de pshita lehu lebezin shikitshu kilchoso. Lo yigamgim leiv adam olav. Nobody should have any doubts if that was Rosh Chodesh. They should know that they're singing the Shira of Rosh Chodesh, and it's first, and it's for sure Rosh Chodesh. Dero b'nei adam lo ro'u chidush ha-levana. Most people didn't see the levana when it was b'chidusha. It's only there for a few minutes, and it's only very small, so they're not sure. But they heard Bezin said it. They should know it's true. Not only the chalavim, all the evorim of the tamid, when they put them on the kevesh, the chol evori, all the kori chelve, it's all called chalavim, but it means all the parts of the animal that are going to be burnt on the mizbeach. Nitanim echatzi kevesh lamata b'mizrach. Shisha kohanim hazochim b'holechas evorim. Right, six kohanim were zoche to carry the parts of the korban atamid onto the kevesh. Kinamrim b'seder yoma. Mesadrin also b'tachtiso shel kevesh, mechetzio lamata b'mizrachos shel kevesh. So they put them on the kevesh, on the lower half of the kevesh, in other words, before the 16th amma of the kevesh. The kevesh was 32 ammas long, so it was on the first 16 ammas, and on the west side. On the east side. Achiyovo hama'ale umaktirim min ha-kevesh umtech, until the kohanim who would then take them from the kevesh and put them on the Mizbeach would come. The Zehaya Simon Shehem Shel Tomid. That was a simon that these were for the Tomid. Shepamoy Misakvin Evori Tomid Hara Musa. Sometimes they didn't get around to putting them on the Mizbeach till they brought the Musa. So they had to differentiate which were the Evorim of the Musa and which one were the Tomid. They should know which one to burn first. So they knew if it was on the east side it was the Tomid, on the west side was the Musa. Vayitzor Heker Shalay Akil Musaf and Kalum Musa Tomid. The Mafkina Mikra Shein Shum Korban Kodem Al Amarach LeTamid Shel Shachar Hilkechayit Sarah Heker. There's a pasuk that says you can't burn any Evarim before the Evarim of the Tamid are burnt. Yishal Musafim Nitan Kinegdo B'Marovah Shel Kevesh Shakevesh Rechavo Sheishes Riyama. The Kevesh was 16 Amos wide, so there was 8 Amos that were to the east and 8 Amos to the west. Min Amizrach L'Mariv V'Orcho Lamid Beis Min Asafim. That was 32 Amos long from north to south, so there was a lower part and an upper part. Lower 16 amos and a higher 16 amos. Yishal Rosh Chodashim, Evarim Shal Musaf, Rosh Chodashim, Nitonin hayu bekevesh samach lekarko v'mizbeach lemate menu ma'at. The musafim of Rosh Chodesh were put on the kevesh near the karko, but a little bit lower. The hainu bechatsi elyon shel kevesh was on the upper part of the kevesh, not the lower part. The tamid was on the lower part, and the musaf was on the lower part. But Rosh Chodesh they put on the upper part. And Rashi learns it wasn't on the karkov of the mizbeach itself. It meant on the kevesh, right, about the same height as the karkov. Now the karkov was six amis high, right, and the mizbeach was nine amis high. So that means that in order to go six amis high, right, the whole kevesh 32 amis was on a slant that when you went 32 amis, you got 9 amis high. So where did you get 6 amis? Two-thirds of the way. So somewhere two-thirds of the way up, which was similar to the height of the karkov, that's where they put it. So it was past 16 amis. It was somewhere around 24 amis on the kevesh where it would equal the height of the karkov. That's how Rashi learns. Shekola kevesh orko shloshim u'shtayim ve'eino mishafa va'ole ela tesha amis. Its slant is 9 amis over 32 amis length. So it was a slant that went up 9 amis over 32 amis. Hashesh amis min ha'aretz ha'soveh, v'hasholosh min ha'soveh l'mal. And there were 6 amis from the ground till the soveh, which is the karkov, and then 3 more amis from the soveh up to the top of the mizbeach. Nimsu shnei shlishei orech ha'kevesh min ha'aretz ha'soveh. So two-thirds of the way would have been equal, so it was nowhere near the soveh. It was about, what's it called, 8 amos away from the soveh, but it was on the same plane, the same height. That's how Rashi learns. And Tosfos has a different girsa here. He says, Evore, Bishor Rosh Hashanah, Niten al karkov ha-mizbeach ulamala, that it was put on the karkov itself. That's the girsa Tosfos has, ulamala. Not like Rashi says, Ulamat, a little bit lower than the Karkov, on the Kevesh, but on the Karkov itself.
Okay.
What?
Lamala,
what? And anywhere past that. What's it called?
What's past that? The pilot on top of each other?
No, on the...
It was actually on the Karkov.
In the Mishkan, they wasn't
even...
Put it on.
What?
Mishkan,
no, anywhere, Ein Echonami. It meant, what's it called, on the Kevesh, anywhere higher than the Karkov, too. Either by the Karkov, or anywhere on the Kevesh, higher than the Karkov. Rashi learns it had to be lower than the Karkov.
But if he says that on the Karkov itself,
yeah.
What's the Lamala then?
No, so either it was on Karkov and Zveach, or on the Kevesh, above the Karkov. Anywhere, right. Right. Pashtus, it was what's it called, you could either put it one of two places, either on Karkov HaMizbeach, on the Soveh itself, or you put it on the Kevesh above. Okay. Rashi? No Rashi. Okay, so we have that hacker. So Mara says, why do we put the Ivorim of the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh different than the Ivorim of regular Musaf? But let me know that that was really Rosh Chodesh. Tomorrow says, Treya Kei Rav Dinan. The Chazi Hai Chazi, the Chazi Bahai Chazi. They made two. We want people really to know it's Rosh Chodesh. So somebody who saw that knew it was Rosh Chodesh, and somebody who heard the Leviim singing the Shir of Rosh Chodesh verse knew from that it was Rosh Chodesh. Lam Rav Yochanan. Lekach sogrin also lamala mishari varin laharo shehim chashuvim ulahodia shehukva chodesh v'nana. Why do we put it up there, right? In order to let people know that what's it called, that Rosh Chodesh is chashuv, and that it's really Rosh Chodesh. Okay.